Simone's combed through sodden wreckage and told of their terror of being trapped underwater or flung inland by a tsunami that ravaged towns and killed at least 149 people in the South Pacific. Officials expect the death toll from Tuesday's disaster to rise as more areas are searched. Australian officials said they will send an Air Force plane carrying 20 tons of humanitarian aid, as well as aid officials and medical personnel to the Samoan Islands. Chief Executive of Caritas Australia, Jack de Groot, says lessons have been learned from previous tsunamis in the region.
I think a lot has been learnt, and perhaps the most important learning is that the communities themselves are the ones with the greatest resilience and the greatest expertise about their own networks and about understanding the capacity of communities to respond, and that they need to be at the heart of the decision making. Sure, it's going to be important to have technical expertise from outside, and the governments of Australia and New Zealand have already sent aircraft in with specialist medical teams and engineers. But to rely on that innate resilience and strength of the Samoan people is a core learning that we took from the tsunamis that hit in Sri Lanka and Thailand and India and Indonesia, and to know that we need to make the best of those local networks for the most effective response to a crisis like this, and that the international community's solidarity and financial commitment is really needed. But also what's needed is a continued interest of the peoples of the Pacific, particularly of Samoa and Tonga at this time.